很快的，今天已经是2017年的最后一天。
Very quickly, we have come down to the very last day of 2017.
你的2017年是如何的？
How has your 2017 been?
你怎么样用什么来形容你2017年？
What is it that represents your 2017?
在2017年结束的时候，你做什么来结束？
As we come to the close of 2017, what are you doing to bring it to an end?
或许最好的办法呢，就是来反省、来回想、来检讨。
Perhaps the best way would be to reflect and to examine ourselves.
所以我想我们还是回去看提摩太后书四章六到八节。
Which is why I thought today it would be good for us to turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6-8.
我们讲过这段圣经，不过我想还是回来再重新用圣经来思想。
And we have gone through this passage before, but I think it is profitable for us to come back and really meditate on it.
或许你们有些人知道，我上个星期讲完到晚上就飞去中国。
Perhaps some of you know that right after I preached last Sunday, I got onto a plane and flew to China.
那么昨晚也回来了。
And I came back late last night.
大家都知道，有些人觉得哇，飞来飞去挺好玩的。
And some of you might think, wow, you get such a privilege to fly around.
所以很多时候我们到一个新的地方去，不知道我去哪里，也不知道我做什么。
But very often when I go to a new place, I'm not sure what I will expect.
那么弟兄姐妹也不知道我在那边做什么。
And brothers and sisters don't even know what I'm there to do.
所以我给你看一看我去了哪里。
So I'd like to share with you where I've been.
这个是我去的地方。
This is where I've been.
这个是一个坟场。
This is a graveyard.
在那边呢是基督教的坟场。
It is a Christian graveyard.
如果你远远看上去的时候呢，你其实看到这边小小的就是刚才那个坟墓的地方。
And if you look at it from afar, you can see the little crosses on the landscape.
那么从远处看出去呢，左边呢你会看到这里呢，那边是一个工地，一个坟场，在一个这个公共的坟场。
You will see in the far distance a public graveyard. Yeah.
那么另外一边呢是他的祭坛，在很远的地方。
祭坛。
It's a sacrifice.
Like a sacrificial or sort of a tower on the worship tower on the far right end.
所以你看到这边中间的建筑就是我们在的地方。
And right here in the middle is where we were located.
所以我们就是在被这个坟墓围绕着。
And so we were surrounded by the graveyard.
所以我们如果仔细看上去呢，你就看到整座山呢就是中间一个建筑物，其他的都是坟场。
And if you look at it in this picture, it is just that building in the middle, and it's just surrounded by a grave.
那么我记得十多年前我去中国去温州的时候也是这样。
And I remember being in 温州about 10 years ago, and it was the same.
他们借了飞机送我去那边，把我丢在那边，他们回家了。我一个人有很多坟墓陪着。
And when I was there 10 years ago, they picked me up from the airport, brought me to this place, dropped me there, and left. And I was left there with surrounded by graves.
早上起来一打开，他们哇，都是好朋友都在附近。
And when I woke up in the morning and opened the windows, I see all my good friends around me.
所以但是这一次不同了，这一次我的好朋友真的陪我在一起。
This year, though, my real good friends were with me.
原来他们特地选这个地方就是为了安全的理由。
And in fact, they had chosen this location precisely because of security.
如果你看到全部的地方呢都是没有人的，而且他们养了很多狗，只要人靠近了，狗就吠，他们就会注意看是谁来了。
And you'll see that it is quite an isolated region, and in fact, there are many dogs that they rear on the estate. And once people are coming close to the estate, you'll hear the dogs bark.
所以在那个 tower 下面呢，你就看到那个屋子在那个屋子那里，我们就全部的人在那边聚会，在那边那边有宿舍，有煮饭的，我们在那边上课。
And in that building that you saw just now is where we gather and where we ate.
那么这个弟兄是其中一个学生。
This brother over here is one of our students.
他是向那些 homeless、那些无家可归、那些流浪汉在桥底下传福音的。
And this brother would share the gospel with people to the homeless under these bridges.
那么另外一个这个是他刚刚这个另外一个弟兄在这里呢，他有了脑癌，这个脑癌后来养老院恢复了之后，现在也开始传福音传讲道。
This brother had a brain tumor and recovered in an old folks home, and now he is sharing the gospel with us.
那么有这次有机会，我可以来到这边见到这个这位老姐妹，她100岁。
And I also had the pleasure of meeting this sister who is 100 years old.
所以这个就是我在用这个教导作为2017年的结束。
And for me, this stint of teaching in China was the closing of my 2017.
所以这个是我们的这个是我的结束2017年的方法。那么你的呢？
That was my closure. What is yours?
你认为你的17年这一年里面你怎么样反省？
How have you reflected God in this year?
那么我想我们一起思想这个的时候呢，我们就用保罗在他离开世界之前所讲的一番话来反省一下他的一生。
So today we're going to look at the last words of Paul just before he leaves this world.
那么当然他不是回想他的2017，他没有2017，他是回想他的一生，让我们也这样用它来回想我们的今年或者我们的一生。
But in Paul's case, he wasn't obviously looking at 1 year. He was looking at an entire life, and we want to look at what he says to see if it reflects on ours.
所以我们一起打开提摩太后书第二章，第四章第六到第八节。
So let us turn to chapter 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll be looking at verse 6 today.
那么这段圣经是我们非常熟悉的。他说：“我现在被交奠，离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是那按着公义审判的主。” 到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy 4, chapters, verse 6 to 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以在第六节他说，他离世的时候到了。So
in verse 6 he says it is the time of his departure.
那么他说，这个被交奠就是最后一个献祭的最后一个祭。And
he says he is being poured out as a drink offering.
那么他说，这个他在人生的最后一个最后一口气，在人生的最后一个阶段，很多人在临终前在。 快要离开世界前，总是充满了许多的无奈，充满了许多的后悔，充满了许多的失落。他如果能够再多一次，会多好。And
it is the apostle's last breath. It is the last few chapter, the last chapter of his life. And it says here that he has fought the good fight, and it suggests that there are a lot of people out there who live life with regret and disappointment.
所以到了最后一口气的时候，你会怎么样说你的自己的生命？
In your last few breaths, how would you describe your life?
你活得满意吗？
Are you satisfied with the way that you
你活了，你达到了你的目的了没有？
Have you reached your objective?
在这边我们看到保罗离开世界的时候，是充满了盼望，充满了希望，充满了把握，很肯定的，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Paul here we see ends his life with great hope, with great confidence.
但是很多人的生命来到最后的时候呢，总是充满了无奈，充满了失落，they are lost.
A lot of people who come to the end of their lives are lost and are unsure where they're going.
这个拿破仑，这个Napoleon the Great， 他在死的时候呢，他在面对死亡的时候呢，他说：“我很快要成为地上虫子的食物。” Napoleon,
as he was reaching the end of his life, said something to the effect of, "I am very soon going to go into the ground for to feed the worms.
这么伟大的一个将军, 把整个国家都重置起来之后, 他的生命只不过是喂虫子的食物。
This great general who history remembers till today and had conquered so many lands was now going back to the earth simply to be feed for worms.
很多人很盼望或者很欣赏印度的甘地,
A lot of people have admired Gandhi.
但是呢,在甘地临死的时候呢, 他说, 我看到的都是黑暗。
Yet, just before Gandhi died, he said, all I see is darkness.
但是我们想到主耶稣说, 我是世界的光。
Yet we remember what Jesus said when he said, I am the light of the world.
所以到底你的生命, 你有没有寻找到生命的光?
Have you found your light?
你的生命是地上虫子的食物吗?
Is your life meant to be the feed for worms?
你的生命的意义是什么?
What is the meaning or the purpose of your life?
你的人生目标到底是什么?
What is the objective and the goal of your life?
这个苏格拉底说, 一个不自我检讨的生命, 是一个不值得活的生命。
Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living.
我们必须要重新检讨, 其实我们每一年的年尾都是一个检讨的机会。
And we must be constantly examining our lives, and as we come to the end of the year, it is a great opportunity to do that.
你的人生的目的, 你的方向是什么?
What is the purpose of your life? What's your direction?
苏格拉底呢, 他认为人生的目的就是要什么呢? 是要认识自己。
Socrates believed that the purpose of life was to get to know the self.
有一个神的仆人叫做Tozer, 陶素, 他说要认识自我呢, 就是要从认识神开始。
But Tozer, a theologian, said that in order to know oneself, you need to know God.
就是那个你要认识自己, 你必须要认识创造你那一位神开始。
In order to know yourself, you need to know the person who created you.
但是苏格拉底的学生柏拉图认为不是的, 人生的目的不是要寻求知识, 人生的目的呢,是什么呢? 他说人生的目的不但不是认识自己, 是要寻找知识, knowledge.
But Plato, his student, believed that it's life's purpose is not just to discover oneself, but to discover knowledge.
但是柏拉图的学生呢, 这个阿里斯多德呢, 认为不是, 人生的目的呢,是什么呢? 是要有道德, 的行为, 有好的行为。
Aristotle, the student of Plato, believed that the life or the purpose of life was to live moralistically, to live righteously.
圣经告诉我们, 凡有血气的, 没有一个人能够行律法而称义。
But the Bible tells us that none of us can attain righteousness through the law.
所以我们肯定呢, 这个阿里斯多德, 单单行好, 做好人, 做好形式呢, 是不够的。
And so we know that just being a good person that Aristotle championed was not going to be enough.
所以哲学家不断地寻找人生的目的到底是什么?
And so we see that philosophers continually negotiated what the purpose of life was.
苏格拉底认为是认识自己。
Socrates believed it was to know oneself.
柏拉图认为是要 acquire knowledge, 要更多的知识。
Plato believed it was to acquire knowledge.
那么亚里士多德认为是有好的行为。
Aristotle believed that it was to live out a good life.
但是在近期的哲学家却发现什么呢? 有一个哲学家叫做叔本华, 他说呢, 原来人生是极其痛苦的。
Yet another philosopher, Schopenhauer, believed that life was all about knowing pain.
但是, 这个月佛说什么呢? 人为妇人所生, 日子短少, 多有患难。
Job said, man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble.
所以我们看到, 人是的, 是充满了许多的困难, 充满了许多的患难。 那么在近来的, 这个最, 最更靠近的这个, 哲学家呢, 叫做尼采, 他说什么呢? 他说, 原来人生是没有意义的。
More closer to home, or more recently, we see the philosopher Nietzsche, who believed that there is no meaning in life altogether.
原来他这个尼采就宣称说神死了。
Nietzsche had coined the famous phrase, God is dead.
他说世界上没有神，而人生呢，人生是没有意义的。
He said God is dead, there is no God, and life is meaningless.
所以呢，你知道尼采后来怎么死的吗
？Do you know how Nietzsche died？
他死的时候就是他发疯了，然后他就去世了。
Nietzsche in fact went crazy, he became insane, and he died.
那么更靠近的就是这个另外一个哲学家叫做罗素。罗素说什么呢？罗素在讲到什么呢？他说人生啊，这个罗素他说人生呢、啊，基本上呢根本不知道我从哪里来往哪里去。
Another philosopher of Russell, Bertrand Russell, said that man does not know where he has come from and or where he's going.
所以你看到这些哲学家不断的寻找人生的目的、人生的意义，他的目标是什么呢？他们完全不知道，当他不知道神的时候呢，他不断的寻找，不断的寻找，还是找不着。
And we see that throughout amongst these great philosophers, they continued to negotiate the purpose of life and could not find it.
最好的一个形容词就是奥古斯丁。
We finally see the best of the Lord, which is Augustine.
他说，神为他自己创造我们，我们不可能得到安息，直到我们安息在他的里面。
And Augustine said, God made us for himself. We cannot find rest until we rest in him.
我们再说，神为他自己创造我们，他创造我们，除非能回到他那里，我们不可能得到安息。
Let me say that again. God made us for himself.And we cannot find rest until we return and rest in Him.
所以呢，我们除非我们回到神那里，除非我们知道神的要求，我们不可能得到答案。
And unless we go back to our Creator, and unless we meet His requirements, we cannot find the meaning of life.
所以这句话很有意思，他说神为他自己创造我们，除非我们回到他那里，我们不可能得到安息。
Augustine said, God made us for Himself.And we won't find that rest until we rest in Him.
圣经里面很清楚，箴言九章十节说，敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs 9:10 very clearly says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
所以当我们看到保罗的结束他一生的时候，他回想他一生的时候呢，他的答案是，他很有把握。是没有后悔的人生。
And as we get to the last breath of Paul's life, we see that he has so much confidence and hope in the life to come. He has no regrets.
他很有把握，他很肯定有公义的冠冕为他存留。
He believed very clearly that there was the crown of righteousness that he would receive from the Lord.
他很清楚知道他要做什么，他知道他的要求是什么，他知道他已经完成了他应该走的路。
He knew clearly what the requirement was for him, and he knew what to do. He knew the path to take.
他在这里呢，给我们看见他打了那美好的仗，而且呢，他完成了他当跑的路。他而且什么呢？守住了他所守的道。
We see from this passage that Paul kept fighting the fight. He focused on the cause, and he fenced the truth.
所以这个就是他的人生。
This was his life.
让我们来看一看。首先呢，他说他。打了那美好的仗。
So let's first look at the first point. Keep fighting the fight.
所以他打了那美好的仗，这是什么意思呢？这个就是这个希腊文，就是说 agonizomai， 他打了，他挣扎了，他去打仗，战胜了。
We see that he says that I have fought the good fight. This comes from the Greek word agonizomai.And it means that he's gone into battle.
所以这个字的意思是 agonizing 或者 agony 或者是他挣扎，他在那边抵挡。
It is a term that describes agony, and he's constantly there in the trenches fighting.
提摩太前书那边用这个字来形容我们劳苦努力，就是这个字，他 strive.
The same word is used in 1 Timothy 4:10, where Paul says, "For to this end we toil and strive."
所以然后呢，在哥罗西书一章二十九节，他用同一个字来形容，他说我为此劳苦，在神面前有这个尽心竭力。
Similar word is used in Colossians 1:29 where he says for this I toil struggling with all his energy.
那么同一个字呢，在哥林多前书九章二十五节，他说凡脚力争胜的，就是来形容他的比赛，那么他用尽全力要达到这个目的。
He uses it in 1 Corinthians 9:25 where he says everyone who competes in the games, it's a competition, it's It's agonizing.
他尽了全力去得胜,
and he puts in all his energy in order to overcome this.
那么同一个, 在哥林多前书, 他也形容过这个仗, 他说, 你要为真道打那美好的仗, 持定永生, 为此你被招, 那么你要在许多的见证面前, 你已经做了, 我已经做了美好的见证。
And he uses the same analogy of a battle in 1 Timothy 6:12, where he says, fight the good fight of the faith.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们基督徒的人生呢,是一个征战的人生。
So brothers and sisters, a life, a Christian life is a life of battle.
我们不断的征战,
we're constantly in battle.
我们跟什么征战呢?
What are we in battle against?
我们跟魔鬼征战, 我们跟世界征战, 我们跟自己的肉体征战, 我们跟自己征战。
We're fighting against the devil, we fight against the world, against the flesh, against ourselves.
你知道你在打仗吗?
Do you know you're in battle?
And relax, 我们很轻松, 我们没有注意到, 我们是在战场上面, 我们必须要面对这些问题。
Today in our comforts, we forget that we are in a battle, we are too comfortable.
所以圣经里面第一讲到, 我们与魔鬼征战,
the Bible tells us that we are fighting against the devil.
这个以弗所书6章12节讲到说, 我们不是以属血气的征战, 我们是以那执政在这个, 那些执政的掌权的, 管辖这个幽暗世界的, 以空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
Ephesians tells us we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
我们今天太过舒服，我们忘记我们有一个敌人，我们忘记了我们有一个隐形看不见的敌人。
We're so comfortable today that we forget that we have an enemy that is prowling around.
这个魔鬼不断地要引诱我们离开神。
This demon is this Satan is trying to lure us away from God.
不断的要使到我们跌倒，使到我们享受我们自己，使到我们去做违背神的事情。
He tries to lure us away. He tries to lure us into temptation.
所以我们怎么样才能够得胜呢？
How then do we overcome this?
那么最好的办法就是去看主耶稣怎么样得胜。
Well, the best solution is to look at how Jesus overcame.
那么主耶稣怎么样得胜呢？
How did Jesus overcome temptation?
你看提摩太，看这个马太福音第4章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 4.
我们很这个大家都很熟悉的经文，就是主耶稣受试探的时候，他怎么样得胜。
It's a passage that we're all very familiar with, and we see Jesus being tempted by the devil.
所以我们不仔细的讲，我们只是稍微提一提。
We'll go through this very quickly.
那么在这个马太福音第4章，你打开来看。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 4.
那么主耶稣出来的时候呢，就有这个魔鬼来试探他。第3节他说，那试探的人近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So we see that Jesus was led up by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. In verse 3, it says, the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
主耶稣怎么样胜过试探？
How did Jesus overcome that temptation?
第4节主耶稣回答说, 经上记着说,
in verse 4, he says, it is written,
人活着不单靠食物, 乃是靠口里, 神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那么第2次呢, 魔鬼又在试探他, 说, 如果你是神的, 第6节, 如果你是神的儿子, 从这边跳下去, 因为经上记着说, 他要用, 他要吩咐他的使者, 用手托住你, 免得你的脚碰到石头。
But the devil doesn't let him off there. In verse 5, the devil took him to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you.
所以这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
魔鬼说, 哇, 耶稣你会引用圣经, 我也会引用圣经。
The devil is telling him, oh, you know how to use the Bible? So do I.
你用圣经, 我用另外一件圣经, 你从这边跳下去, 神的使者会托住你, 不让你的脚碰到石头。
You can use scripture, I can use scripture too. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, because why? It says he will command his angels concerning you.
但是他错解圣经，他把圣经解错了。
But he uses scripture in the wrong way.
如果你乱解圣经，你跟魔鬼一样。
And if you use scripture any old how, you are doing the same.
所以他说，你如果是神的儿子，你从这边跳出去，神会把你拖走。
He says that if you are indeed the Son of God, God will command his angels, and on their hands they will bear you up.
主耶稣怎么样回答他呢？
What does Jesus say to him?
第七节主耶稣这样说，经上记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus says again, as it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
我们不仔细详细的讲，但是呢，你看到来到第八节，他又带他到了一座高山，说：“如果你是这个敬拜我的话，如果你不复拜我，第九节，我就把这一切给你。”
So very quickly, the devil brings him to a very high mountain, and again he says, "All this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me."
那么第十节，主耶稣怎么说？主耶稣说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为经上记着说。”
In verse 10, Jesus responds.Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only.
我们问主耶稣怎么样胜过试探。
So our question is, how did Christ overcome temptation?
三次主耶稣都说经上记着说。
Three times he was tempted, three times he started by saying, it is written.
请问主耶稣用三次，他用怎么样胜？主耶稣真正的好好的研究圣经，知道怎么样应用圣经，他就胜过试探。
Jesus knew the meaning of scripture and he knew how to use it properly. That is how he overcame temptation.
你碰到试探的时候，你要回到圣经，圣经怎么说，你按照圣经做，你就得胜。
And if you are faced with temptation, go back to the Bible, understand it, use it to fight temptation.
我们每次碰到两条路，但是你要知道，两条路，两个圣经，我们要怎么样行走？你按照圣经的教导去做，经上记着说，你就能够得胜。
Every time you come to that crossroads, go back to the Bible and look at it, what is written.
圣经说，经上，主耶稣说，经上记着说，然后他按照经上去做呢，他就会得胜。
Jesus not only said it is written, but he followed what was written.
但是那个问题常常很多人说，你为什么主耶稣很多人？特别是在中国啊，他们说他们引用圣经，好像魔鬼一听到圣经就跌倒。
Especially in China, people who use scripture believe that once they use scripture, the devil will fall down.
所以我告诉他说，你看魔鬼也用圣经，你用圣经，魔鬼也是用圣经。
But I tell them, well, even the devil uses scripture.
那么为什么主耶稣要跟撒旦说经上记着说呢？
Why was it that Jesus had to say to the devil, "It is written"?
为什么呢？难道主耶稣要跟撒旦这个查经？
Was it because Jesus was trying to do a Bible study with the devil?
还是他要教撒旦神学？
Maybe he was teaching him some systematic theology.
不是的。
No.
主耶稣说经上记着说，是他在提醒自己圣经里面怎么说，他按照圣经去做，他就得胜。
No. Jesus was preaching to himself and in order that he would liveAccording to what God's word says.
所以当我们遇到试探的时候呢，我们要常常提醒自己，经上记着说，按照圣经去做，你就得胜。
When you're faced with that same temptation, always go back to the Bible and see what is written and follow it.
所以第一个呢，是魔鬼不断地引诱他离开神，他只要回到圣经，他就得胜。
And so the first is fighting against the devil. We go back to the Bible and use.Scripture to help us overcome that temptation.
所以作为基督徒，我们要懂得回到神的话，我们才能够得胜。
As a Christian, we need to go back to God's word in order to overcome the world.
第二呢，我们也跟世界征战。
Number two, we're fighting against the world.
为什么呢？主耶在约翰一书二章十五节说，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
1 John 2:15 said, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我们必须要跟世界分开来。
We must stand apart from the world.
我们不要跟着世界的潮流，不要跟着世界的思想，不要跟世界的价值观。
We cannot be pushed along by the world's values, the world's systems.
我们不要追求他们所追求的。
We should not be pursuing the same things the world pursues.
我们要按照圣经站立起来，跟他们分别出来。
We must stand firm on the Bible in order that we might be contrasted from the world.
今天呢，世界上的人呢，跟我们没有两样。
Today, the church and the world seems very similar.
我们看不出中间有什么不同。
We cannot see what the difference is.
是世界变成基督徒呢，还是基督徒变成世界呢？
Is the world becoming more Christ-like, or is the Christian becoming more like the world?
啊，我相信第二个才是。我应该是原来基督徒跟世界已经没有两样，活得好像世界一样。
It seems that the Christian life has become no different from the world.
所以我们必须要 站立得住，去影响世界，而不是跟着世界的潮流。
We must stand firm on the truth in order to influence the world, not that the world influences.
我们的思想、我们的价值观、我们做事的态度，应该跟世界不同。
Our thinking, our values, the way we do and live our lives.
因为主耶稣是圣洁的，所以我们必须要圣洁。
Because our God is holy, we need to be holy.
不但是我们不要爱世界上的爱东西，我们必须要从世界上出来，要看到是属神的东西、属灵的东西。
In addition to coming out from the world, we must fight against flesh and the things of the flesh.
如果圣经里面看到，我们不但是跟魔鬼征战、世界征战，还有跟这个自己的肉体征战。
The Bible tells us we are not just fighting with the devil, the world, but our own flesh.
我们的 old self, 我们的自我、老我在那边，这个罪还在那边，使我们犯罪。
Our old selves, our sin is still there.Struggling with
彼得前书二章十一节，他说：“亲爱的弟兄们，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是以灵魂征战的。”
Peter says in 1 Peter 2:11, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul."
我们虽然得救，但是我们还有这个犯罪的倾向。
Yes, we have been saved, but we still have sin in our flesh.
所以保罗在罗马书七章。想做，我想做的我自己，我不想做的我去做，我愿意做的我却不做，我所恨恶的做我老去做了。
And that's why Paul in Romans 7:15 says, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I want."
所以作为这个基督徒呢，我们常常要跟罪征战，跟我们的肉体征战。
As Christians, we are in constant battle with our sin and our flesh.
我们应该慢慢学习，越来越得胜，越来越多得胜。
We must practice becoming more and more like Christ.
那么罗马书八章23节，我们也跟大家一起是读过罗马书。他说我们知道受造之物一同这个叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但是如此，就是我们有圣灵结果的果子的人呢，自己也心里叹息，等候儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
In our study of the book of Romans not long ago, we read from Chapter 8, verse 22 and 23. "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies."
So we need to wait for the redemption of our bodies. Have our bodies been redeemed?
We need to wait for the redemption of our bodies. Have our bodies been redeemed?
当然这样的问就是等于没有。
Well, the answer is clear in that question.
我们的灵魂得救了，但是我们这个肉体还没有完全，所以我们要跟这个肉体征战。
Our souls have been redeemed, but our bodies have yet to be redeemed, and that's why there is this constant battle.
所以这个战争就在这里不断的打。
That's where the battle front is.
有时候我们胜，有时候我们输。
Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose.
啊，所以我们输的时候我们很后悔，但是我们胜的时候我们要感恩。
And when we win, we give thanks to the Lord. And when we lose, we ask for forgiveness.
这个战争是不会结束，直到我们见主的面。
This battle is not going to end until the end of our life.
所以这个战争呢，不断的在打，我们必须要不断的打，直到我们的身体得赎。
As we do battle with it, we need to do battle with it until we come to the end.
这个哥林多前书九章二十七节，所以保罗说：“我攻克己身，叫身服我。”
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "But I discipline my body and I keep it under control."
所以他要管理，要制服他的心，要来献给神，要来。这个荣耀神。
He masters his body in order that he might be able to present his life to God.
所以这个叫操练，这个要我们要不断的来管理，不断的攻克己身，不断的操练，使到我们越来越像主耶稣。
And this requires training, it requires practice that we might become more and more like Christ.
所以你看到我们跟魔鬼征战，我们跟世界征战，我们跟我们自己的罪，我们自己的这个肉体征战，最后呢，我们要跟自己内心征战。
So we've seen that we fight with the devil, we fight with the world, we fight with our flesh, our sin. Finally, we see that we're fighting against ourselves.
你知道吗？我们最大的问题就是自己。
You know, our biggest problem is ourselves.
我们不能够放下自己，我们还是做了自己的主人。虽然我们说主，你是做我们的主人，最后呢，我们还是认为自己才是自己的主人。
We cannot step down. We constantly think that we are our masters.Our own masters. Even after we become Christians, we struggle with that.
所以我们不断的征战，不断征战，但是最后呢，你还是必须要战胜自己。
And that constant battle carries on, but at the end, you must let go. You must give up yourself.
你不需要顺服在神的主权底下。
You must submit to God's authority.
有一节圣经我们大家很熟悉。
We're familiar, very especially familiar with these verses.
这个马太福音十一章二十八、二十九节。
Matthew 11:28-29.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。”我就使他得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你的心里就必得享安息。
Jesus says, come to me all who are all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
我每次读这段圣经呢，我总是不明白。
Every time I read this passage, I've struggled with its meaning.
你懂，这个劳苦担重担的人已经很重了，很重了，那个压力很大了。
The person who labors is already heavy laden. There's already a weight on his shoulders.
那么主耶稣说，你这个劳苦担重的人，来我这里，来我这里，我再将我的轭放在你身上。
And it almost seems like Jesus is saying, if you are heavy laden, if you've got that weight on your shoulders, come, let me add my yoke to you.
很多人说，不是的，你不明白，神的很轻的。
Some people say, no, you don't understand. Jesus' yoke is very light.
我说我本来就够重了，你再放一支铅笔已经够重了，你放任何东西都不可以。
And I would say, but I'm already weighed down. Even if you put something light, like a pencil on me, it would be worse.
为什么神还要加一个轭在我的身上呢？
Why would God add even more weight on me?
就算再轻型，多再轻都还是增加我的重量。
However light this yoke is, it's still adding to my burden.
所以这段圣经是什么意思呢？
But what does this passage mean?
其实这段圣经，除非你是农夫，你根本不知道这段圣经的意思。
Unless you are a farmer or understand agriculture, you probably wouldn't get this.
如果你是农夫的话，你知道我家有我家的牛，有牛，你家有你家的牛。
If you understand farming, you will know that every farmer has their own cattle.
那么我们这个牛呢，我不会把我家的轭，这个轭就是放在牛肩膀上那块木，放在你家的牛上上。
If you have a cattle, I will not take my yoke and put it on your cattle.
你也不会把你家的那个轭放在我家的牛身上。
In the same way, you will not take your yoke and put it on my cattle.
什么意思呢？说如果你到我这里来，把我的轭放在你，一说我就是你的主人，你的生命就清醒多了。你的，如果你认我是你的主人，你把自己放下。任我做主，你的生命就简单多了。
What this means is ownership. And if you are coming to me and I am your master, you are to take off your old yoke and put my yoke on. My yoke is light.
所以为什么我的这个担劳苦担重担呢？因为我认为我是自己的主人，但是我连明天会发生什么事情我都不知道，所以我越做越惨，越做越苦，越做越辛苦。
Why is my yoke heavy? Because I'm trying to be my own master, yet I can't even see beyond today. I don't know what's going to happen. And so the more I labor, the more burdened I am.
所以主耶稣说，你来担我的轭，意思说你承认我是你的主人，把你的一切苦难交给我，把你的重担交给我，我来负责你的生命，你就清醒多了。
Jesus says, come to me, I will be your master. You can take off this yoke of yours, and I will put my yoke on. And if you follow me, your burdens will be lifted.
但是今天呢，我们每一个人呢，都是要，我要决定，我要 charge my future, 我要知道我要做什么，我想要做什么，我要自己去安排。当你自己越安排呢，你就越辛苦。
Today, people want to be in charge of their lives. They want to organize and plan every aspect of their lives. Yet, the more you hold on to that, or the more you want to be your own master, the more painful your life will be.
但是如果你交托给神，主，你是我的主人，你告诉我，带领我走前面的道路，你负责，我跟随。
Yet, if you are willing to call the Lord master and let Him take charge of your life, your burdens will be a lot less.
我不再负责，我听你的话。
No longer am I my own master or control over my life, I will listen to you.
主人有义务带领他的仆人。
The owner will take care of his.
他会照顾，他会给他吃，他会给他穿，他会引导他走前面的道路。
The master will feed his servant, the master will take care of his servant, the master will lead his servant.
但是今天我们给抢。
But today we think too highly of ourselves.
我们自己要负责，我们决定我们前面我们要做我们要做的事情。
we want to decide the next step that we take, the direction that we go in.
所以保罗说，每个人都做自己的事，没有人做耶稣基督的事。
It's why Paul in Philippians says they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus.
除非如果我们顺服主，让主来带领我们，我们把认识耶稣为至宝，把自己丢弃，把一切看为粪土。你不然的话呢，你不可能把这个重担拿下了。
But if we take Jesus as Lord, and we count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus, then this weight is lifted.
我们必须要知道，在神面前，他不喜欢马的力大，他也不喜欢人的腿快。
We must know that in the eyes of the Lord, His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor His pleasure in the legs of the man.
我们不是靠自己，我们不是靠自己的能力，我们乃是靠神。
It is not in our strength that we depend, but on God.
这里讲到，这个撒迦利亚书讲到，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵，方能成事。
Zechariah says, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
所以我们依靠神，不要依靠自己。
And so we depend on God and not on ourselves.
所以保罗在这边说，我们的生命呢，除非我们认识到我们的生命是一场战争。
And Paul says here, unless we understand that our lives are a battle.
我们不断的以自己战争，以我们的肉体战争，以世界战争，还有以这个魔鬼战争。
We are in battle with the devil, we are in battle with the world, we are in battle with our flesh and sin and ourselves.
保罗说，这个仗我已经打过了。
Paul says that I've gone through this battle.
你这个仗你有没有打？
Have you fought this fight?
还是你已经放弃了？
Or have you given up?
第二呢，保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路呢，我已经跑尽了。
Not only has Paul fought the fight, he says,He has run the race.
啊，所以那个 run the race， 那个当跑的路，那个路字是什么呢？那个路就是dromos.
This word, the course, as Paul says, is comes from the word dromos.
就是有一条路是神安排让你跑的。
It is a course that the Lord has planned for you to run on.
约翰，使徒约翰说，当他要离开世界的时候，使徒约翰说，我使徒行传十三章二十九节，他说，约翰行进了他的路程。每一个人有他自己的路，你的路跟我的路是不同的路。
In Acts 13:24, speaking about John the Baptist, it says, and as John was finishing his course.He has a course, so do you.
在神的主权底下，有些人做老师，有些人做这个工程师，有些人做音乐家。每一个人在他生命中，神有主权安排他要做的事情。
And God in His sovereignty has put you in different places. Some people are teachers, others are lawyers.
每一个人有他自己的问题，面对的这个目标，他有他要做的事情。
Different people have different objectives that the Lord has set for them.
约翰有走完他的路。
John had finished his race.
在使徒行传二十章二十四节，保罗也是讲说，我的目的就是要行完我的路程。
In Acts 20:24, Paul says that his objective is to finish his course.
所以我们每一个人，神有给我们的路要走。
Every one of us has a
course given by
God. We must face it.
很多时候，很多人，为什么我的孩子这样？为什么我的丈夫这样？为什么我的妻子这样？为什么我的老板这样？为什么我遇到这些问题？神已经让你走这条路，要你学习，你就按照神的给你的去学习，去面对，去胜过。
And many people will be discontented by the course that they have been given. Why is my wife like this? Why is my husband like this? Why is my job like this? Why are my children like this?But if you follow the course that the Lord has provided and run that course,
有多少人在他很年轻的时候，他已经想好他要走的路，他就走完他吗？很多时候，你年纪越大，你就越发现，那条路根本就不是你计划的，是神带领你走过。
How many of you have, from the very beginning when you were young, said, okay, this is the course I'm going on, but end up going in a different direction? The Lord has planned that course.
在他的主权里面，他定了你的路，你走完他，你按照圣经的教导，顺服神的带领，把他走完。
In your life, you have a course set by God. You must submit to God's authority, walk that course and finish it.
但是今天我们很多人心里不断的抱怨，为什么我在这里？为什么我会这件事情？为什么我这事情这样？为什么那样？一直不肯接受神摆在你面前的道路。
Today there's a lot of dissatisfaction in our lives. Why is my life like this or like that? We cannot accept the fact that we are in the places that God has put us in.
神的主权已经安排了，你就按照神的主权，面对的困难也好，面对的苦难也好，也是神的旨意要你去经过，你就走过，你按照圣经的教导去得胜它。
In God's sovereignty, He has put you in certain places, and it may be pain, it may be suffering, but you must follow the Bible to live it out.
所以保罗在这个希伯来书十二章那边讲到说，我们有许多的见证人围绕着我们，我们就应该放下重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，奔那跑在我们前面的路程。
Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以我们的目标呢，就是定睛在耶稣身上，仰望耶稣基督，创始成终的耶稣基督，不要被这些事情影响。来，可事情呢，我们就按照圣经的教导去得胜。 我们欢欢喜喜地跑完这条路。
We need to fix our eyes on the goal, or as Hebrews 12:2 says, fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. With joy, run that race.
你的问题不是我的问题。
Your problems are not my problems.
我的问题不是你的问题。
Similarly, the problems in my
我的路不是你的路。
My course is not your course.
但是你的路神给你定了，量身定做你的路，我神也量身定做，我们就按照神给我们的安排，我们去完成我们的生命。
But your course has been set for you, my course has been set for me, and we need to submit to God's authority, run the race in the places that He's put us.
所以圣经里面说，保罗说，当打的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Paul says he's fought the fight. He's finished the race.
最后呢，他说，当守的道，我已经守住了。
Finally, he says, I have kept the faith.
那么守住这个道，就是守住圣经的话，守住神的给我们的这个信仰。
What he means is that he's kept what God has given him. He's kept God's word.
所以这个守住是什么意思呢？
What does this word kept mean?
这个守住呢，在圣经里面有几个地方的用法。
This word kept has been used several times.
主耶稣在祷告的时候，他说求神保护守住他们，保守他们合而为一。这个守住就是神给他，他求神把他们好好的看守好。Jesus
in John 17:11 says, Holy Father, keep them in your name. And by this he means to guard them.
然后不但是这样，十七章十二节，约翰17:12，他也是说，除了那个灭亡之子，他已经。 保守了我们所有的人。In
John 17:12, he says, while I was with them, I kept them in your name.
所以你看到神的保守是完完全全的看顾保守，使到他不动摇。This
is a guarding or protection that they would not move.
那么你看到这个犹大书也是这么讲，都是他看好管好是为耶稣的缘故。We
see in Jude 1:1, to those who are called believed in God the Father and kept for Jesus.
所以你看到这个提摩太后书那边讲到说，这个纯正的话语你要好好的守住，那个以前教过你的善道，你要牢牢的守住。And
the same meaning is used in 2 Timothy 1:13-14. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. God, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us, the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
所以我们必须要 保守看住神给我们的圣经，我们要明白，要聪明，要知道，然后要守住它。We
must understand the word that has been given us in the Bible. We must guard it. We must keep it close.
所以犹大书里面讲说，从前一直教过圣徒的真道，你要竭力的争辩。That's
why Jude 1:3 says to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
但是今天呢，我们到底对我们的圣经、我们的信仰，你了解多少？
But do you understand what has been given to us in the Bible?
圣经你都还没有读过一遍，你还不清楚里面，你怎么守呢？
Have you read through it? Do you understand?
人攻击我们的圣经的时候，你懂得来维护圣经，来持守，因为我们是真理的柱石，我们要看守、看管、保守这段这个圣经。
And when this word, this faith is being attacked, can we defend it?
所以我们在这个年底的时候，在思想这个问题的时候呢，我们还是要重新立志，把神的话语好好的读，好好的明白，好好的守住。
And so as we come to the end of the year, we must come back to the Bible and read it, understand it, keep it.
让我们能够清楚知道我们所信的是谁，我们信什么。
Let us be absolutely clear that who it is that we worship, what it is that we worship.
所以我们要建立那个信仰的内容，我们要很清楚。
We need to be so clear about the content of our faith.
所以保罗在他结束的时候，人生的时候，他说：“美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。”
And so Paul, as he draws his last breath, says to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
保罗已经守住了
，He has kept it.
那么你守住了没有
？Have you?
你的生命的目标是什么
？What is the purpose of your life?
我们回到苏格拉底讲一句话。一个不自我检讨的生命是一个不自得活的生命。
We come back to Socrates, who says an unexamined life is simply not worth it.
所以我们要重新检讨，每一次年底的时候呢，就是我们重新检讨的时候。
And as we come to the end of year, each time we come to the end of the year, we need to examine it.
这个是我们的机会。
This is an opportunity to do that.
或许这个是我们的 second chance， 我每一年都有 second chance。
Or perhaps a second chance to do so.
不要太这么肯定，每一年有一年可能也有。
But don't be so sure that you will always get the second chance.
所以我们要检讨我们的生命的目标到底是什么。
We must be examining the purpose of our lives.
我们的目标是什么？我们要为谁而活
？Who are we living for？
传道书十一章主节说：“少年人啊。”你在年幼当在 你在年幼时当快乐，在年幼的日子使你的心欢畅，行你所行愿意行的，看你所爱看的。但是你要知道一件事情，为这些事呢，神必审问。
Ecclesiastes 11 it says, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment.
你的2017年这整年，你认为你已经达到你的目的了吗？
This whole year of 2017, do you think you've accomplished what you've set up?
你有跟世界征战，你有跟魔鬼征战，你有跟肉体征战，你有没有跟你自己征战？
Have you fought the fight against the devil, the world, the flesh and sin and yourself?
你有没有跑神给你跑的道路，用主给你的一切，心甘情愿的来走完这条道路？
Have you accepted the course of life that God has put you in, submitted to that authority, and run that course?
你有守住这个道没有？
Have you kept the faith?
所以我在这说 ，keep fighting， 就是继续不断的打，继续不断的来走这条道路，继续不断的来维护这个真理。
And that's why I said these three points today: keep fighting the fight, keep focusing on the course, and keep fencing the truth.
所以今天是。一年的最后一天。
And so today we come to the last day of the year.
请问你在神面前是不是立志，在神面前可以交账吗
？Can you before God account for your life this year?
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们每一个人安静一点时间，在神面前检讨自己今年的生活，或者检讨我们一生的生活。
Let us take a moment to.Examine our lives this year and in fact our entire lives.
让我们花一两分钟，然后我们请清陶弟兄为我们做结束的祷告。
So let's spend a minute or two in quiet contemplation on the life that we've led, and then we'll pray together. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we pray that you will bring to mind, Lord, our life in the past year, and help us honestly examine how we have lived. Help us to account for the time that we have used. See if we have indeed redeemed that time. We pray that you will help us take stock of the things that we have done using that time. And we pray that you will help us to honestly look in the mirror and ask ourselves if that time has been used productively, and that you would be pleased, in fact, by our lives this year. Not just this year, Lord, but we pray that you will help us to live lives that are worthy of your calling. That you will help us live lives that stand in stark contrast to the world, Lord. That others can see our lives and flip open the pages of our lives and see that it has not been difficult to distinguish ourselves and our lives from the world's life. We pray that you help us to live lives that are holy, because you are holy. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the days and the moments that we have stumbled. Just as John has said in his first prayer, Lord, that if indeed we have sinned, we pray that you help us to remember that Jesus is our propitiation. We pray that you will help us to use your strength to re-establish our faith, that we might continue to run this course that you set before us in 2018 and beyond. We pray that, Lord, at the end of the next 12 months, at the end of the next 24 hours, we will indeed be able to say that we have continued to fight the fight to run this course and keep the faith. And Lord, we know that none of this can be done without your strength. We pray that, Lord, you will give us that strength. In Jesus' name we pray.